Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin and Leroy
with Robbie the Degenerate.
Do you have any idea who this is, Tobin?
It's D-Max.
Stop! Stop!
Why'd you say? You sounded like if Billy Ray Cyrus sang that.
My achy breaking heart.
Hey, so I got the true definition of scot free.
Okay.
So in the 12th century, a scot was a tax. So a municipal's tax, you had to pay a scot. So when you got away scot free, you were technically getting away tax-free. And then it just became, they just start using it for other things.
And so what is scotch-free?
I don't know. The tape isn't sticky? I don't
know. Is that when Ron Burgundy goes sober?
scotch-free tonight, baby!
Speaking of Scott, I wonder how Scott Stapp would sing the song.
Open up shop, Marlins sore. That's how Dan Ugla rolls.
Hey, was Dan Ugla the first name that came to mind?
Yeah,
because he was brief.
He was
when he was with the Marlins, he was good. When he was with the Marlins, he was good. When he went to the Braves, terrible.
Woo, yeah. Man!
Like if you want to know what getting off the juice looks like. Look at Dan Ugla, Rule 5 pick, making no money for the Marlins, signs a big contract with the Braves and goes, well, I don't need to do this anymore.
What about Brady Anderson?
Oh, that's an all-timer.
Brady Anderson was like just 1 year. Dan Ugla had a good run. Dan Ugla was an all-star.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Didn't he have two errors in one?
Yeah.
Three.
That was one of the worst all-star appearances of all time. Did he do a home run derby, Robbie?
I think he did do one.
I think he had a terrible home run derby, too, if memory serves correct.
Yeah, and I know.
Whoa.
Hanley almost won.
You know what
he
reminds me of? Baseball Zach Thomas.
Yeah, I guess. I can see that. I can see that. Dan Ugla. That was a fun team. I love that team. Dan Ugla, Mike Jacobs, Jorge Cantu, Hanley Ramirez. Big fan of that club. Big fan.
Man. Think about it. We had Hanley Ramirez and Miggy.
Yep.
Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah, it was 1 year. Yeah, 1 year they had them both.
Yep.
Holy smokes.
Yeah,
I just think about all the guys that
you had. You had Josh Johnson, Anibal Sanchez,
Ricky Nolasco.
Scott Olsen was in that. That wasn't fantastic.
Didn't Ricky Nolasco throw a no-hitter?
No.
Sanchez did.
Anibal Sanchez did.
Ricky Nolasco, I hear actually in his post career he opened up a deli because that dude served up good meatballs, especially to Ryan Howard.
Oh, that citizen's bank.
I don't have to look at the stats, but if I did look at the stats, I would guess Ryan Howard hit 700 against Ricky Nolasco.
With the shift on, he hit it over the shift.
Yeah, if you wanted to shift on Ryan Howard against Ricky Nolasco, you might as well put everybody in the upper deck. Wasn't even close. Speaking of the Marlins.
Wouldn't that be something if somebody got up to bat and the right fielder went up and sat in the third row?
Yep. Just socially distancing out here. Nolasco v. Ryan Howard. I wonder who had better numbers, Mike Redmond against Tom Glavine or Ryan Howard against Ricky Nolasco.
I know that was crazy too, but Ryan Howard was a hitter.
Yeah, he was an MVP.
A home run hitter. So yep. That's a little bit different than Redmond.
Redmond was a weird one. Redmond versus Glavine was a weird one. But speaking of which, so I was annoyed by this yesterday, Leroy. Okay.
Just one thing?
Well, you know, the Marlins have a big pandemic. I know this is small potatoes compared to what's going on with the Marlins. You know, their season's on pause. You know, 15 guys in the team have the Rona, including our guy Miguel Rojas. He's got the Rona, reportedly. Urania, Alfaro, Garrett Cooper, Harold Ramirez. Those are the confirmed ones. I saw that Caleb Smith. Yes, it was our boy Caleb Smith. It was his birthday. And so, he said that he's having a rotten day. So maybe Caleb Smith has the Rona. I don't know. Nobody seems to know how they got the Rona. People are throwing out Twitter rumors left and right. You know, I don't feel comfortable, putting that stuff out there. Is it crazy to think that Marlins went out in a certain town? It's not, because what else happened? Did they have a poison clubhouse? Who knows? But what annoyed me yesterday was, so I'm watching ESPN. I'm on the Twitter machine, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
And they put up a graphic that says, breaking, MLB has postponed all Marlins games through Sunday after the team's recent coronavirus outbreak. And so it's like a graphic. I'm going to send it to you right now. And it says, breaking news. And then it's a Marlins hat on top of the glove. But the Marlins hat that they put up there is the old hat. And I'm not talking about the classic. I would have even been fine with that. All right, at least we got the classic. I'm talking about the old Marlins M that they had from the year before. The Loria artsy-fartsy tie-dye Red Grooms logo. You know, where he decided, hey, Samson, Loria here. I think I'm going to have like 9 colors in the Marlins logo. And so they put up there, we have a story here, Leroy. The Marlins are the biggest thing in sports right now. Everybody's worried about the Marlins and all the Rona. And would it kill ESPN? I ask you, all right? They can Photoshop any person into a jersey.
Anything,
all right? As soon as Chris Paul is on the Thunder, Chris Paul in a Thunder jersey before media day. Is it so much to ask for ESPN to put the right Marlins hat up there? Is it so much to ask? They've had the logo now for 2 years, okay? And by the way, ESPN is not the only the only person doing this. Twitter's doing this. When they have Marlins scores up on Twitter, they have the old Marlins M. If you go to a Marlins game up on DirecTV, they still put up the old Marlins M. It's a pet peeve of mine because technology's never been faster. Is it so much to ask that you could update the Marlins hat like you update a Twitter profile pic? What are we doing here? It just drove me batty yesterday. Like, a little respect is all I ask for. We have everybody getting sick left and right. I know there's bigger things that I have to worry about, but it's just a pet peeve.
Hey.
It's a pet peeve.
Watch how quick they get that Washington thing off the side of their helmet.
Oh, I'll never see a Redskins logo. Never.
It's just a giant gray square with WSH on it. Like, they got rid of that 2 seconds.
I'll never see it again. But the Marlins, somehow they've had a logo for 2 years, and they're going back to one from 2016. What are we doing here? Hey, graphics department. Well, what are you, sleeping at the wheel? Hey, anybody see that Marlins file? Because you know it's probably some Bobo in the Bronx. Probably still calls them the Florida Marlins. Hey, this has an M. We sure this is it? Yeah, I'm sure, Bobo. Throw it up there, all right, for your 3-cent internship at the worldwide leader, dum-dum.
You done?
Nah, it just annoys me. It just annoys me. I'm in a little bit of respect, all right? A little respect for the ill.
Says the guy who was hopping around in a kangaroo suit or eating a street bird.
Don't see what one has to do with the other.
All right. You're demanding respect.
Yeah. A little respect for my baseball club. Yeah. Please. Right. Let's get the headlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
And by the way, You know, I had a lot of this yesterday. People were like, why do they even, they're not relevant, bro. Doesn't matter, okay? You know, if Sister Jean with the University of Loyola Sister for the Poor Nuns logo can get up there, you can get a Major League Baseball's logo up there, okay? They're your media partner. Not that hard. Look it up on Google. And then I had other people who were like, oh, well, that logo's way better than the one that they even currently have. Doesn't matter. First of all, it's not.
It's
all right?
Not.
This past logo with Loria, where he comes out with like nine colors, all right, looks like he's on a bad acid trip. He's like, what do we have, everybody? And it's like, well, we have this one with the teal, Mr. Loria. We have this. I have an idea. It's been given to my friend Red Grooms. And he says, nine colors. The orange stands for the tangerine, the blue for the ocean, the yellow for the sun. It's like, bro, what is this, a coat of arms? Like, you're going out there and you're breaking down the logo and why there's nine colors there? Get the hell out of here. That logo was hot garbage.
Hey, all the things going on in the world today, and you just went 5 minutes on a hat?
No, I'm good 5 minutes on ESPN being lazy. And Loria being bad at making uniforms. I'll tell you one that was great. You know what I wish they would have done, though? Because I'm not a huge fan of the Marlins' new logo. Okay, it's okay. It's fine. It's very cookie-cutter. You know, red and blue, everybody's kind of doing that. So we kind of look like an offbeat Tampa Bay Rays logo right now. But it's fine. It's definitely better. More clean-cut. I would have liked, and if Mr. Jeter wants to get a hold of me or Bruce Sherman, you know, you should consult me on all things uniform. What you should have done was
really,
you should have gone.
I don't consider you a fashionista.
Trust me. And I would venture to guess. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I would venture to guess that when the Marlins did Throwback Weekend, I would venture to guess that was the best selling the Marlins have done of any merchandise in the Jeter regime than they did with the new logo. I don't
Somebody
know that for
said
sure.
Did he have like seven colors?
No, that's not true. They have vice colors, they have standard colors. Get it right, sir. There's a theme. That guy's an idiot.
Oh, you're talking about themes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And so what the Marlins should have done with the update in the uniform was they should have turned the clock back. They should have gone back to Florida Marlins style, but just changed the F to an M. That should have been what they did. But, you know, eventually they'll all see our way, just like the Dolphins. The Dolphins will eventually go back to the old school uniforms with the old school dolphin. That'll look cool. I would, you know, the Heat uniforms are nice. I like the 90s uniforms particularly. I like all the older uniforms. They're all better. Except for Vice. Vice is pretty badass. Vice is the best.
I think Miami should, I mean, the Marlins should come out with Vice jerseys.
Nah, yeah, nobody else should do Vice jerseys.
They'll get accused of copying. It would be.
They kind of did go Vice. Like, they'd have a bluish Vice. That's kind of their thing. Anyway, what do you got for us, Robbie?
So, when you guys talk about Ricky Nolasco, I got against Ryan Howard. I got some stats for you.
Let's go.
So, Ryan Howard, the fourth most home runs hit against Ricky Nolasco. I mean, out of all the pitchers Ryan Howard has hit a home run off, Ricky Nolasco is fourth with five home runs. But guess who's ahead of Ricky Nolasco on the Marlins, who's given up more home runs to Ryan than to Ryan Howard?
Wow. I'm gonna go with Anibal Sanchez.
Nope. First of all, Ryan Howard hit 317.
Oh! Reniel Pinto.
Nope. I know what you're thinking. Lefty reliever doesn't get lefties out. He probably comes in to face Ryan Howard. He gets a home run. I know exactly what you're thinking.
Standard. But,
so just for context, Ryan Howard hit five home runs and batted 317 against Ricky Nolasco. And against his other pitcher, eight home runs, 519 batting average against Chris Volstadt.
Oh, what a bum. Not surprising. A sinker baller who threw the ball high. Chris Volstadt. Woo! What a terrible pitcher he was. He had like a great he came up for like his rookie year, Leroy. Hi, Mrs. Ord. He had a great come up when he came up as a rookie. I mean, he was getting ground balls like crazy, but then again, another one. I mean, he could open up a deli. Volstadt opened up a brewery. I think he has a brewery in Palm Beach somewhere. But instead, he should open up a meatball sub shop.
Welcome to Volstad's.
The best of meatballs in all of Palm Beach. Meatball City. You Putin, Betty. You Putin. Yep.
Yep, Putin, Leroy.
Welcome to Volstad. We call this the Ryan Howard, the biggest meatball that we have on the menu.
So you owe Ricky in Alaska an apology.
Well, I do.
I mean, he gave up five. I mean, he gave up 5 home runs to Ryan Howard.
I mean, but they play 18 times a year.
Ricky in Alaska would always give you a decent outing every now and then. Like, he definitely could. Like, if he had that curveball working, you're always like, all right, Nolasco. That's why he stuck around so much. I think Nolasco has the most strikeouts in Marlins history, if memory serves correct.
He had a 16-strikeout game way back in the day.
Yeah, Ricky Nolasco, like, he had some good stuff every now and then. But if his stuff was right, because he only threw, like, 90, it was batting practice. But Chris Volstad, he didn't strike anybody out. Like, he was a guy who he could only get guys out with ground balls. And, I mean, half the time it was up in the zone and he was hitting into the upper deck. I thought Chris Volstad was going to be a thing. It was one of my worst takes.
I remember that. I thought he was going to be a thing,
I
too.
I promise you, you've had worse.
I don't know. Me thinking Chris Volstad was going to be good was a bad take by me.
You had to eat a street bird because you said somebody hit like a baby deer.
That was pretty bad. I wish I would have had that bet with Volstad. Maybe it would have turned into something.
No. Because if his ball wasn't breaking and his ball wasn't sinking, it was T-ball. It was no, there's no, you could tell within the first couple of innings how he was going to pitch. Hey, he's got no movement on his fastball. Uh-oh.
I want to play a little game when we come back, Leroy, okay? We're going to play a little game. Level of worry we have for certain things with the Miami Heat, all right?
Okay.
Because you're telling me I'm getting too crazy about Tyler Hero.
Yes.
So we're going to go over topic by topic. You're going to tell me what level of worry you have for certain things on the Heat. All right?
Yep.
All right. We'll be back with more after this.
Tell the Heat players, here comes the fun. Tell Coach Spoelstra to give him a little bit of run. Let him start to dribble. He's got the hot hand. Talk smack to rivals with a whole lot of swag.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text show 786-3-0-0-790. Text on the Ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Texter writes in, I listen to this show so much that I already know what Robbie's going to say. Defending the three. Don't ruin the game, sir. Let's get to it one by one here. All right, so I want to do a little worry leveling here, Leroy. You give me your level of concern. Do it on whatever meter you choose. You could do 1 as low. You could do 10 as high. It could be anywhere there in between. And you let me know how worried you are about certain things I'll throw at you for this, all right?
Okay.
I'll give you my score. Robbie, of course, you weigh in as well, all right?
All right.
Number 1 on the list, all right? And this doesn't mean it's the most concerning to me. These are just things that I rattled off. And if you have any suggestions that I missed, feel free to text those in, too. It's 786-360-0790. All right.
Okay.
Numero uno on the list, Tyler Hero's stroke.
1.
No worry for you at all.
No.
7.
Wow. 7, Robbie?
It's how
Robbie, you can't have, it's basketball. You can't have a slump.
You can have a slump, but when there's a connection to the slump, there's a problem.
I am with him. There's a little bit of there's a cheeks factor here that's going on.
Really?
That doesn't go away.
Look, here. Let me explain to you why that is. Everybody wants the explanation. You want to be able to tie something to why. Okay, if he wasn't with the IG model and he had the same thing, then what you would say?
He's I would rusty. Say it's a 2. I would say it's a 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, like, you're jumping to, you're jumping to a solution.
I'd also have less concern. In a weird way, I'd have less concern if they weren't in the bubble. If he could still have access to the cheeks that he's in love with. Then I'd be like, all right, he's not distracted. But now I'm worried that he misses being home because it was the greatest quarantine of all time for him. So I would put my worry at about a 6 right now. A six. Not overly concerned, but a little bit over average.
Oh, my goodness, man.
He might want the season to end so that he can go back.
I'm going to keep saying these to you two knuckleheads. I'm thankful that I didn't have you guys as Cleveland, Tobin and Robbie.
Why?
Because, I wouldn't have a chance.
I'm going to put my worry at an Eddie Jones. Eddie Jones right there. All right. Second thing on the list. Myers Leonard. Just all of it. What is your level of concern of Myers Leonard working his way back from injury, getting back to what he was as far as the team, the chemistry, all that type of stuff? They had a fantastic record with him as the starting center. Nice little mix with dunks, with Bam. But I feel like he's looked rusty in these scrimmages. And Kelly Olynyk's balling out. I mean, he's looked absolutely fantastic. So what is our little concern for our boy Hammer?
I would say 4 or 5 right there in the middle, simply because he spent a lot of time away and they basically learned how to play without him. And they're going to have to make a lot of adjustments to include him, even though the team was doing well when he was playing. So that's a fine line. Do you stick with what was working, or do you go back to it's the old Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe thing, right? At the time, everybody thought Drew Bledsoe was a better quarterback, but Tom Brady was winning. Do you go with winning, or do you go back to who's the best guy at the position? And I think that's where they are with him.
I think with Myers, I'm just a little concerned. I'm more concerned with his rust and just because it was a bad injury. It's not like Tyler,
right?
So I'm worried about how healthy he is first and foremost, because I don't know if he's all the way back. He didn't get to rehab like he's admitted it. I didn't get to rehab like I normally did. And we saw with Kelly Olynyk, like, look how long it took Kelly to get right. I know it's an ankle compared to a knee, but it was a high ankle sprain. He's a big fella. He doesn't look fantastic in these early goings. Where do you have it at, Robbie? Because I got my number set.
I think it's between a 3 and a 4. I'll probably lead towards more a 3 because remember in the Western Conference Finals last year with Portland, like I've seen that thing with Jason Jackson a bunch of times that he wasn't really a rotational player, and then all of a sudden Western Conference Finals he starts falling out, and so I'm not too worried about Myers Leonard. Shake the rust off. If they make the deep run of the playoffs, I think he'll be a big contributor.
I think right now I actually have it at a Lamar Odom. Like, I have it as one of my higher concerns. Yeah, I have it at like a 7.
Why?
Because I'm just worried about the health. I'm worried about the health right now. I think that's what I have the most worry about as far as guys who just physically don't look themselves. I don't feel like he looks quite himself right now. So that it's not a question of ability. It's his health right now. All right, next topic up. The rotation, Leroy. You got all these guys together. Spo's got the Memphis trade guys together, and Kelly Olynyk's balling out, and the starters are back with Myers Leonard and Tyler Hero. Spo having a rotation figured out by the time the playoffs start. Where do you have that at?
That's always a big issue for me, 8, because you got to go from 11 guys to maybe 8 or 9 guys. You don't know which guy, and when you do that with shooters, you could possibly go to a guy who's not hot, right? So it's always a concern, not because Spo doesn't know what he's doing, because I don't know what Spo's thinking. See what I mean?
Somebody says
he might already have a plan.
Somebody says Myers Leonard's a Gary Payton for me. Come on, man. Robbie, what do you have it at?
I actually disagree with Leroy on this one. I have the concern about a 2 because he has 8 regular season games to get the rotation all figured out. They're going to be in the playoffs, and I think he'll have it all worked out by the time playoffs start around. I think it's about a 2.
The question was not what it's going to be. It's right now.
Yeah, but that's why my concern right now is a 2 because I know when it matters, I think he'll have it figured out.
I'm middle of the road here. Like, I have it at a Quentin Richardson, like a 5. You know, I don't feel overly concerned because I do feel like a lot of the times this stuff's going to work itself out. I also do like the fact the Heat are going into this. There's not much change that can go on in these seeding games for them. They're probably going to end up, you know, where they're at. It's going to be probably just a decision of whether they're going to be playing the Sixers or the Pacers. So I'm not overly concerned, and especially early on in these games, I still think they have time to work things out. So, yeah, it's middle of the road for me. All right, number four on the list. Jimmy Butler's jump shot.
Zero.
Ooh. Whoa. Really?
I mean, he hasn't had a jump shot all year, and he's been very effective during games. So why would you start worrying about his jump shot now? He's played most of the season without it.
That's an interesting theory. Okay, so why worry what you never had?
Right. Like, if he gets – if at this point, if his jump shot turns around –
it's a bonus.
If he gets back, it's a bonus. He's still going to be effective on the basketball court. He's still going to get his shots. They're just coming in different ways. He's getting to the foul line more, and he's still an effective basketball player. So if he can't shoot – hey, why is everybody worried about Ben Simmons shooting the ball?
Oh, because he petrified to shoot the ball.
Okay, but guess what? Still a max guy.
Yep. Robbie, what do you have it at?
I have it as a five. I'll agree with Leroy that, you know, you're not – I mean, Jimmy Butler, you know, he hasn't had the good jump shot all year, but there are going to be times where he's going to be taking the jump shot. But I'm not overly concerned. I put it right in the middle. I'd say a five.
I put it right now at a KZ Akpala. I put it at like a little bit under where you have it, Robbie. I think Leroy makes some solid points about it being a bonus at this point. We don't know life with a Jimmy Butler jumper. He did make a three yesterday, so that was cool. I was like, whoa, didn't see that one coming. I was stunned. All right,
why you got that open shot?
All right, number five on this, Kendrick Nunn, rookie point guard, going into the playoffs, smaller. Worried of any possibility they could be exposed to shooting. You know, I felt like Kendrick Nunn was a bit of a feaster on terrible teams this year, too. So Kendrick Nunn going into the postseason, Leroy, the rookie sensation, baby goat part two. Where do you have him?
Eight.
Whoa.
Too many variables. Season's been very long. He
had the Rona.
And you don't know how he's going to react to these intense games. Although I will say this, what helps the young guys a lot is the fact that there's no road to home games.
Robbie?
I wasn't as strong as Leroy, but I still think a six. A solid, you know, he had the shooting problems before the stoppage in play. Then you have the Rona. He went 2-for-10 yesterday. I am a little concerned about that six. Still pretty high.
Yeah. I'm kind of in line with you. I'm kind of like, I put it in an OG Chalmers too. Like, it's one of those things where I'm worried that people are going to try and pick on him. I'm worried about how much are they going to actually go to the well. Like, I think that, you know, Spo, he likes to keep his starting lineup and keep most guys in their starting role. But will there ever be a time where the Heat decide that they're going to go with Goran Dragic to start games instead? I don't know. I mean, Spo likes to keep those roles pretty intact. But I don't think it's out of the question. It's the playoffs, and things do get dicey for sure. I will say though about Kendrick Nunn, every time that we felt like it's going to be completely falling off the wagon for him, somehow it seems like he comes through with a game where you're just like, all right, look at him. The guy does have an ability to keep cool like that. Like when things look like they're going really rough.
My take is not that he can't do it. My take is it's a concern because I've never seen him do it in those
in the playoffs. Yeah,
right. That's it.
Next one, we got a couple left. Bam Adebayo being in a starring role in the playoffs.
What is he or won't he?
Do you think like his season's gonna change now that he's in this starring role? Like he's gonna have, you know, be a focus, I'm sure, of a lot of teams. He's gonna have a lot of pressure defensively on him. He's had this all-star season and he's going to be on the big stage.
You're taking all-star and making it more than what it is. He doesn't play a game where you have to, you know, play a special defense for him. You see what I mean? He's not a scorer. So from that standpoint, I'm not concerned at all, simply because he's not a guy that you're relying on, okay, he need to get his shots up. He need to do this. He need to do that. He's another one of those guys that affects the game in so many different ways. You can't stop it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, not at all. Zero.
Robbie?
I mean, I'm not as far as zero, but I'd say one. I give it a one. I mean, he's had playoff experience before, but yeah, he wasn't a full-time starter back then. But I feel like that's something that would really phase Bam a whole lot, and especially, you know, he's trying to get his money, you know. So
yeah, I put this at a Josh Richardson as well. Like, ooh, this is one of those things where I feel like he makes them uncomfortable. You don't make him uncomfortable. He makes you uncomfortable. Gonna put the Giannis clamps on your ass. So I'm not worried about that at all. Number seven, 3-point defense. should we just let Robbie go here?
Yeah, just like, go ahead, Robbie.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Hey, you can't go more than a 10, right? That's the rule?
That's the rule.
Hard 10.
Hard Tim Hardaway.
19 of 42 yesterday. Now, you could say it's just preseason, but this was a massive problem before the shutdown's going on. They let him shoot the threes all they want to. They're stuck in old-school ways, and it burned them. Last time they were in the playoffs against the Sixers, they got burned from the three-point shot. Big, 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 big concern.
I'm kind of with them. I mean, maybe I'll put it at a Rashard Lewis, but I'm, a Dan Marley. But, yeah, it hasn't been fantastic. I mean, I think it's all one of these things where I don't feel great about this Heat team defensively really at all other than two players. And I know, you know, they've made some improvements with Jay Crowder and with Andre Iguodala. But, you know, mostly of my star players, I feel comfortable with two of them. And then you like having the mix of the shooters with these guys because they're not good shooters. And those shooters are not good defenders. So, you know, it almost feels, and I know this comes down to a lot of it though, with the NBA these days. But it feels like the Heat have to go into games out shooting teams by a lot, because them feeling like you could go into a game and shut teams down, that ain't happening, playa. I feel like it's gonna go to these cases where if the Heat have a game where they're on fire from downtown, they obviously have a shot to be in the game. But if their shots are struggling, I think we've seen their morale get down a little bit in games. And I think that could lead to bad things in the playoffs. So, yeah, no bueno. If you have any more, 786-360-0790.
What about Leroy?
That was Leroy. What is your 3-point?
I just left up Robbie. I just think that one of the reasons why I don't worry about it is that who are they going to play that's going to get so hot that they're going to beat him in a series?
Well, I mean, look, if they ended up in a series with Milwaukee can light it up for downtown for sure.
No, they just take a lot of the shots.
That's the Heat's problem.
That's the Heat's problem, though, yeah. And they got Middleton, they got Splash Mountain. I mean, like, I do think there's concern there. Like, now, if you're talking about the Sixers this year, they're Brick City. So I'm not as worried for them. It's not like back in the day where they had Bellinelli and JJ Redick. And Saric and all that. That's definitely not what they're bringing to the table this year. And then with the Pacers, you know, I mean, they're dropping like flies. And who knows? I mean, I don't think Victor Oladipo wants to play against his future team. He's going to do the Heat a solid. So, you know, but it is a concern. It definitely, like, their defensive holes, I think, are a big concern for them. All right, we'll take a break. We're back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text show 786-360-0790. Saw the UFC news yesterday, Leroy. They announced that Khabib Nurmagomedov against Justin Gaethje for the Undisputed Lightweight Championship will be at UFC 255, October 24th. Undisclosed location, although I would guess it's probably going to be at Fight Island because of Khabib being an international fighter. So, I mean, unless he's allowed to get back to America to train, that'll be an interesting one. So, that is announced for October. Nice little 3 months coming up here for UFC. You got DC versus Stipe coming up in a couple weeks. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
The retirement fight.
I just saw one of those in my show.
Which one? Oh, with Kulina versus Hughes.
And there's no way in real life. First of all, Matt Hughes is way bigger than him.
Yeah, he's a gorilla.
Right.
And so that's set. And then so you got the retirement fight. Then you got Stylebender versus Paulo Costa coming up. Paulo Costa's like, he's basically like a UFC Instagram ass model. That's how good looking the guy is. And then and that's for the middleweight championship in September. And then October, Khabib versus Justin Gaethje. That's a nice 3-month set there for the UFC.
If everything holds up.
If everything holds up, of course. Rona free. I saw people getting crazy yesterday because the pay-per-view price came out for John for Roy Jones versus Mike Tyson, $50 on pay-per-view for that fight. And I got to tell you, that's a bargain for pay-per-view these days. Pay-per-view is expensive. You know, for the UFC, you got to pay $64 for your just general card, sometimes $75. $50, it's not that bad. First of all, where are you going? You can't go anywhere these days. You know, that's an easy night at the movies, $50. And plus, you get to see two legends take each other on. And they've lied to everybody and saying they're just going to move around a little bit. Mike Tyson's not listening to those rules. He doesn't live by anybody's rules. He's Mike Tyson. And I'm for it. I was like, oh, $50? Yeah, I'll throw down $50 for that fight. No bigs.
Yeah.
I think you're getting rope-a-dumped here. You're doing, what was that movie, The Goods, where they take the 9 and make it a 6 and it looks more affordable? Like, yeah, we're so used to Mayweather-McGregor, you know, $100, you know, and all these UFC cards, like $65, $70, but then when they throw a normal price at you, it looks cheap.
I think $100 for a fight is criminal. I think that's way too much. Like, I've never stared at my cable bill longer than when I paid $100 for Mayweather-Pacquiao. And I wanted that fight forever. And it sucked, and it felt like the entire time they were basically... I mean, Floyd came to the ring in a ski mask. You know, they were like... You know, the entire time it felt like we were just stealing money the whole way through. I didn't have to pay for McGregor-Mayweather. We got to go watch that in closed circuit. So I didn't get burned by that one too much. But I don't know, man. I was like...
Were you more... When you more intrigued... Would you, if you had a choice, let's put it this way. If you had a choice to spend $100, would it have been for Mayweather-McGregor or Mayweather-Pacquiao?
McGregor would have been a better fight.
It would have been for, like, without knowing what the results would have been, it would have been for Pacquiao.
Okay.
Because that's right. That we've been waiting for that fight forever.
You thought he had a chance of winning.
Yes. Yeah, I love Manny Pacquiao. I wish we got a little bit more of what we've been seeing from him these last couple of years. I don't know if he's back on the sauce or what, but he's been looking amazing.
Did you guys go to that? I don't know what your guys' situation was, but you
guys did, didn't you? Didn't you?
Where?
Did you go to Mayweather Pacquiao?
You and Eric?
No. We didn't go.
No, I didn't go. We went to Mayweather McGregor, but we didn't get to go in the building. We got to go to, like, I went to the weigh-ins. We hung out with the Irish hooligans, and then they had to go to the tent. They went to the tent to watch closed circuit.
Which wasn't terrible.
No, it's pretty great. And plus, you won money.
Yeah.
But we went to Keith Thurman versus Pacquiao, and that was fun. That was one of the best boxing atmospheres we've ever been to.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
That was, what was lobster mac and cheese at 1 a.m? Was that Pacquiao or was that Thurman? I mean, was that,
That was...
You guys also went to Connor... You guys also went to Kovalev, Andre Ward.
Yes, we did that. That was at the Mandalay Bay.
That's when my guy got knocked out early.
Yep.
And you pissed off all the Russians by giving him video. But that's like, me and Tova had never really been. Like, that was our first time going. He says, hey, check this guy out. He comes out with a big Chucky doll. Right? But nobody was saying Chucky. They were saying Chucky.
Texter writes in 786-360-0790. Hero is tanking his trade value on purpose so he can stay here with the ass model. Stay woke.
Really? Hey, are you kidding me? That don't stop Tobin. That does not stop Tobin. we did everything about the Heat. What team?
What team what?
Texter says Boston worries me. Are you most afraid of Boston or maybe Milwaukee?
I'm more afraid of Milwaukee.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've been the best team. Like I know the Heat haven't had success against Boston.
Wouldn't that bother you more?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
All right.
I want to give props to Brad Stevens.
First of all, Brad Stevens wildly overrated. I know in a series Eric Spoelstra would coach the pants off of Brad Stevens.
Here's the deal, though, right? You had your hot take on Ricky Nolasco.
Yep.
Only to find out it wasn't the worst.
Well, he was still bad. I mean,
he was still bad.
Okay, 5 home runs and...
Yeah, Ryan Howard, Ryan Howard's homered off him the fourth most times of all pitches.
You're not going to get me to say that I'm more worried about Boston than the team that has the back-to-back MVP. Even if I feel like the Heat have good matchups at him, They've been far and away the best team. You're not going to get me to say because the Heat lost a couple times to Boston in the regular season. Was it two or three times, Robbie, that they lost to them?
They lost twice, and those were the only two times they played.
So I'm not going to get to the point where I'm ruling out because – and plus, we always have to face – you know what's garbage? He'd always got to face Boston on a second night of a back-to-back. So not true losses. They don't have a real TL against them this season.
Oh, my God. I thought we avoided this for 24
what?
Hours.
What? And the same thing happens in the playoff games, too. By the way, they play them in the restart in the seeding games. Second – again, got to take them on second night of a back-to-back. It's never fair. So, no, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about Toronto. Not worried about Toronto. Toronto can kick rocks. All right. Nick Nurse, even though Nick Nurse tried to sabotage the Heat as it was with Kelly Olynyk and coaching him into the ground, nah, I don't worry about them. And as Jimmy Butler says, have they beat the Miami Heat? No, they haven't. So why would I worry about them?
All right.
Here's how it rolls. If we beat you, we own you. If we haven't beat you, I ain't worried about it. Not the playoffs yet.
Wait a minute. So you found a niche to be right in the middle and could go either way.
That's right. I will say, I mean, the Heat have beaten Milwaukee. The Heat have beaten Milwaukee every round. They beat him with Jimmy Butler, and they beat him with Jimmy Butler.
Let's get what this little snake just did. He said, if we beat you, I'm not worried because we can beat you.
Yeah.
If you beat us and we haven't beat you, I'm not worried because it's not the playoffs yet.
Correct.
You're usually more discreet in this.
Well, it's just how I feel.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, why would you worry about the Heat versus the Sixers? They've been their daddies.
I mean, you've also beat up on Milwaukee pretty good, too, right?
Yep. But they're the best. Like,
but you haven't beat Boston.
I haven't beat Boston, but I'm not worried about it.
You're more worried.
Because Boston has gotten us on fugazi terms. Like, they've gotten to take on the Heat in garbage situations.
You're more worried about a team you have their number, that you have their number, and it's a good matchup, versus a team you can't seem to beat.
But you've only gotten to take them on second out of a back-to-back. So I don't know. Like, okay. Let's put it on equal footing. When it's a 7-game series and Brad Stevens has to match wits with Eric Spoelstra, we'll see who's wildly overrated. We know it's Brad Stevens.
You know who will win?
Who?
The team with the best players that plays the best. That's who will win. Coaches don't matter.
Like, yeah, they matter.
They can do some things, right? But in the end, the bucket has to go in or not. That's it.
I'm not worried about Boston. I'm not worried about them.
All right.
Hey, who are you most worried about? You most worried about them?
It's more like a style thing to me, right? Like, Boston plays a very similar game. They don't play very big. They run all over the place, right? And Kemba Walker is a beast, right? He's proven.
He's proven, but he's also it's kind of the same thing with Kendrick. He's tiny, so like I feel like that he can expose.
Okay,
that
but guess what?
He's a peanut.
He's played 6 or 7 years, maybe a couple more. Ain't nobody stopped him yet.
He hasn't done anything in the playoffs.
Okay, that's probably because of where he was playing.
So now we're gonna crank up the excuse machine for him.
Oh my god! So do you have an excuse machine?
Well, I haven't made any yet. So what's the difference? I'm just saying, what's what? Like, if you're saying I'm taking on some team on the second night of a back-to-back, that's not excuse machine. Those are facts. Those are facts, Jack.
Okay, Cy. Hey, let me explain something to you. You are insufferable today.
Why? That's not true. I'm not insufferable today.
You're the only guy that can argue both sides, sit in the middle, and smile.
I don't get caught up in emotions when it comes to arguing. I look at the facts and I break down.
Wait. Says the guy who just went off because ESPN used the wrong hat.
It's just very disrespectful. And it's very lazy on their part. It's very lazy.
Wait a minute.
And I just want them to get it right.
Wait a minute. You just went on a 15-20 minute rant over a baseball cap, and you're gonna tell me? Oh my goodness.
We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.